Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, and thank you for coming in again today and spending some of your precious time with me. I really appreciate it very, very much. You know, before we start today, I wanted to do something that I've been trying to do every week. I've been wanting to dive into these candidates that are, you know, taking up every minute of the 24/7 news cycle around the world as of, and also in the U.S. But everybody's very, very interested. And what I'm interested in is these people. I want to know them as people. And so just like I would do your numbers and tell you about you, I'm also going to tell you about them. And if this is not, okay, I have many people, many friends that are on both sides of this aisle. Both, some are confused, some are like really, really like in stuck in it. Like, you know, it's like they're in the concrete and they're not moving. But a lot of what's happened is there's so many new people, there's so much new energy floating around this whole race that I think that it's brought many, many things into play. Number one, the one thing that I do love about Donald Trump is that he has brought energy to the Republican Party. You know, like it, not like it, whatever. If we didn't start and have something like this happen, like it's happened in this particular year, 2016, you know, you can't have a country if the people don't get engaged. You can't make things happen. You can't change injustices. You know, you can't just live in your own little cubicle, in your own little cocoon. It doesn't work. So, you know, the thing for me is that you do get smart. You do get, you know, everybody just take a minute to, or you're on the computer anyway, just go for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go and search something that you might be inquisitive about. I can't tell you what that is because I'm not you. But I know for me, one of the things that I thought was extremely interesting because it had come up around my circle is this whole thing about socialism and this whole thing about welfare, you know, for instance. You know, there's an awful lot of people that need help. There just is. Whether you want to help them, I don't know. But I do know that this is the year where a lot of things like that will get help. A lot of people will get help. A lot of bad money or good money put into bad things or things that are not good for the people will get recognized and get over. You know, I'm going to go off track here just for a second because it just came up so strong. It was 2 days ago when we found out, I think it was the Panama Files or something, where we have a lot of people stealing, not stealing money, but taking money and not paying taxes on it, putting it into an account in another country, another, you know, another bank that they don't have to claim it. You know, they don't have to pay anything on it. You know, well, you know, this doesn't help our country. So even if those kinds of injustices got corrected, everybody would live better. Everybody. Not just me, not just you, but the entire U.S., for one. Let's just think about it here in our own country. So I think that these are things that we need to be happy about. And this is the most exciting year that, I mean, I'm 70 years old and I've been around a while. I haven't always been involved in politics, though. Ross Perot actually brought me in. Didn't even know who the hell he was. I didn't know what an independent was. Couldn't care less. It had nothing to do with that. I like that little goofy-looking man with the big ears. I like the way he brought these, these charts, actually, to the stage and went, this is the way this is, and these are the numbers, and this is the truth. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, that kind of grabbed me. And since then, I've been a somewhat political buff. You know, I like to hear about it. I read body language, so I love to watch people lie. I'll go, ooh, he just lied when I'm watching the television. And so I just like that, you know. So and I use the TV for background because I'm on the computer such a lot that I really don't pay much attention. Every now and again, I get aggravated when I have to stop the computer to actually stay with a storyline, like watch a sitcom or something, or, you know, I love Quantico. But you have to watch it. You can't go into your computer, then you go back. You can't do that. You have to kind of keep up. And so I don't like that. So sometimes I'll watch half of it and say, oh, screw this. You know, this is just, it's taking too much of my left brain, and it's making me have to concentrate, and I don't want to do that. So I'll end up watching half of it and then end up not watching it. So, and we all do stuff like that, you know. But anyway, so last week, I did cruise. You can go into GloriaParker.com and you can see and hear. I think we might have that. I'm not sure if we have that, but I am doing videos. My friend Arthur Usherson, he's a very good friend, and he does videos and he does headshots, and he's phenomenal. He's been doing photography for, you know, 30 years or more. So he's going to help me get some of these things that I want to share on video so that we can put it up on my YouTube channel and on my website, et cetera, et cetera. So before I go any further into Mr. Bernie Sanders, I would like to thank Anna, who is my co-host on the show from Universal Energy Media. And she has been just absolutely amazing helping me put this show on, because I'm very challenged with the back end. Even though it's not hard, and she's told me that a million times, I'm just challenged when it comes to computers, and I'm a very slow learner when it comes to some of these things that you need for social media. So all this help that I have around me, I want to thank everybody so much, or else I couldn't do it. It's just that simple. So when there's a will, there's a way. And the universe will provide. And so thank you guys for helping me. And the other thing is that you can go into GloriaParker.com, the lady of many hats, and figure out other, or, you know, if you're interested, look at other things I do. So I think that might be, oh, another thing before I get too off track here with call-ins and stuff. I do want to say to everybody that I lost my daughter on April 24th, it'll be 4 years. And every year since then, I've been doing Our Children Memorial, which it's a celebration of life for all of the people who have lost their loved ones, whether it be a child or not, although we are focused on our children. You know, people like to say that that's the worst. Well, you know, I haven't been married for 50 or 60 years. I haven't had a partner share all my life's experiences with me and then not have them laying in bed next to me or planning what we're going to have for breakfast together. I don't know that, and neither do you, and neither does anybody else. So once again, it's when people say the things that they project to be true, and it could be true. But I lost a daughter, and I can tell you, every time I see another child that has been taken away, I immediately go to the mother and father and go, oh, my God, I know what that was like. I know what that phone call was like. I know what it was like to have the policeman come to the door. So, you know, so all of us, my thing today would be is don't judge. Just don't judge anybody. You know, you go through a grocery store and, you know, I see men in the grocery store and they've got a few little things in their cart. Or I see a woman who's got, you know, a cart like this, you know. but we don't know their story. We don't know what they're up to, what they're about. We don't know what kind of pain they're in. We don't know if they've just lost their job. They don't know if they're losing their house. We don't know all of those things. And so I think that if we just treated everybody with kindness and love and just, you know, you don't have to go up and hug them and tell them you love them. You can just say it to yourself. I love this person, or I really hope this person has a beautiful day, or I hope that the universe will shine on that person today. So, maybe I should have been a preacher. Who knows? But I hope not. So anyway, here's the deal. I'm going to get into Bernie. And first I want to ask Anna. Anna, do we have callers waiting, honey?
Yes, you've got two callers waiting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get into Bernie just for a minute. Then I may not, because Bernie was very, very, I loved doing Bernie. So here's the deal. This has nothing to do with Gloria Parker or who I give a shit wins. Believe me, I don't care. I just want somebody smart. You know, it's kind of like you're having a baby and everybody will be all, you know, well, I'm on a boy or I'm a girl. I went, how about you want healthy? Who gives a shit? I mean, it's like some of the things that we say, some of the things we put energy into. Now, I know that that person don't mean that if they get a boy, they won't love it, or a girl, they won't love it. But ask for healthy. Just stay focused on healthy, you know, and that's what I do. Every week, next week I'll do Kasich, okay? But every week I've been doing these people. And because they're human beings, I don't give a shit if they've got a house or a mansion. I don't care if they drive a Cadillac or a BMW. I don't really care. It has nothing to do with me, you know. But what I do care about is, are they smart? Where is their heart? And how will they, from a very deep level, take this office seriously or not? And how will they help the people? And that I do care about, because I think that everybody can have it all. We can have sensible laws, and everybody can get what they need. And that's how I believe. So here's the deal with Mr. Sanders, okay? Number one, he is a interesting man. He was born on September 8th, 1941. And I know I'm doing this video thing, but I do have to look at a note here and there because I don't normally, when I'm on with, you know, callers, I don't need notes, thank you, God. But, you know, this is important information that I'm trying to give to everybody. So I have made a couple notes and thought about this prior to the show, all right? So, sorry. So anyway, he was born in 1941, and he is a 32-5 life path. My partner here, Anna, she's a five, so she gets this. and he is a very creative man, very solid guy, and he knows how to have a good time. You know, you don't hear stories about him, or you've never heard any, all these months, you've never heard that he was a stick in the mud, or he didn't smile enough, or, you know, he's just a very unique type guy. And he, his life path number after the three is the two, and the two is the kumbaya. He likes people. He likes being in his marriage, which he's been in a zillion years, I think, and has a very lovely wife and, you know, great kids and the whole, you know, the whole nine yards. And he likes that. He's always loved being in a partnership, and he makes partnerships with others, and he has the ability to do that. So then those two numbers come to the five, and the five is freedom through changes. So he's got a very good thing. So the three, which I like, is the creativity. The two is his the person that cares about others. He cares deeply about others. Anytime the two is present, it means that they like to be in cooperation more than the me person, which is associated more with the one. Okay, I'll teach you a little bit while I'm going around here. The five is all about balance. It's the middle number. It's freedom through change. But it's not, you know, when it's out of balance, it's hard. But anyway, he's just, I don't know what else to say about that. I didn't get as much into that, his life lesson number, as I did because I got totally taken away because I like the year. What year are we in? What energy is driving him today? What is happening today with this man? And this is a 52-7. And the 5 is, again, freedom through change. The 2, again, is kumbaya, you know. But the 7, holy shit. The 7 is all about spirit, all about him. This man has got angels just sitting all over him, on top of his head, on his shoulders. He is being divinely guided through this year. And a lot of things that are happening, you know, when everybody's going, well, how the hell did that happen? Well, because it's God, honey. That's how it happened. It's like when you have the 7 present, it is a special year. It's a special lifetime if you're lucky enough to have it and you're 7 like me. So the 7 is all about spirit, okay? So it's all about heavenly beings, whether it's you want to look at it as God, angels, I don't give a shit, name it. But it's all that realm is really loving this man this year, okay? So, and then I'm going to stop for just a second, but we're in a 9-year universal year. And the 9-year is another one of those things that's happening. The 9-year is actually more humanitarian stuff will happen this year than has happened in 9 years. It's just the way it is. So all of these things that you see come up, just look at it and go, wow, that's really bringing a light to a new humanitarian idea or a new humanitarian way of thinking. Because that's what we have, and we're going to have it all year. We just started our year. I mean, even though it's going pretty fast, it still is, you know, we still have it, okay? So so the year is heavenly beings all around him. This is what I loved about the information is that he's very high-minded, very noble, and a true humanitarian. So doesn't just that one sentence fit the way what we see in Bernie Sanders today, okay? Now, I do know that him and Hillary are having a battle, a nice battle, a clean battle. For God's sakes, they're both against each other, and they're hustling. They're actually trying to find things that they don't agree on because they're both, you know, in the Democratic way of thinking, and they both really want to do a lot of the same things. They have a few little ideas of how to get there. But that's in every company, every relationship, every family. So, I mean, they're not doing anything that's crazy. They're not calling each other names and mentioning body parts and bringing up each other's spouses. And they're not doing all the crazy things. They're just trying to figure out a way to get you on their side by showing you the differences between them. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, I know that the 24/7 news cycle, man, you say one word and they're like jumping on it, you know, because that's their business, you know, and everybody wants to bitch about them too. But you know what? That's their business. That is their business. It's kind of like, you know, going to a car race. You go, a lot of people say, well, I don't go just waiting for an accident. I'm like, really? Or, you know, or like how many times have you been in traffic and then you'll go through and there's just a little car off to the side of the road. But you know what? A little accident, a big accident, something happening. People slow down because they're nosy. They want to look. That we call them rubberneckers. So, you know, so a rubbernecker has made you late for work how many times? A lot, I'm sure. So this is what I'm saying. It's like we are human beings, okay? Well, we're actually spiritual beings, you know, trying to live. Anyway, I won't go into that. but we are spiritual beings first. And, you know, the thing of it is that we've got to stop and think, you know, is this a valid something that we're doing or is this not valid? I don't know, but I don't think that it's, you know, I don't think it matters. I think that we just need to check in on us. You know, are we overreacting? Are we being bitchy? Are we, you know, are we making things up, you know, to suit what we believe? I mean, all of that is valid. So check in with you. So anyway, the one thing, the other thing that I loved about this information with Bernie was, is that he is not influenced by the sordid side of life, and that he goes and reaches back into his own experiences, okay? And he always, any uncertainties that come up in this campaign, he doesn't care. His confidence level, which people cannot buy and they cannot give him, it's his own inner core, okay? And that self-confidence is what has been just helping this man go through, you know? I mean, he's not a young man, and I know that they go back to the hotel and he gets some rest and stuff, but when you're thinking about running a campaign, you know, it's a very, very interesting mental thing that you do. You know, am I doing this right, or this aide might come up and tell you something that happened, and, you know, so I think that you're constantly mentally exhausted, if not physically, which, you know, they were complaining about Trump being physical. He's got his own damn plane. He gets on it, and he probably has a beautiful bedroom there in the plane, you know. So what's his problem, you know? I just think that, to be honest, I'm just going to say this, that I think that Trump's never worked harder in his life. I think that he's always had millions and millions of dollars. He's always, like, had a place where he had to go and be smart and negotiate, make a deal, if you will. But, you know, so what? We do that every day. We make deals every day. But we don't get to live that lifestyle. And, you know, I think that having a plane wait for you and you go into your bedroom or take a shower and get a good night's sleep, you know, I just don't know exactly why he's so tired. But anyway, just me. So anyway, because of this confidence level, and because it's changes all the time. I mean, it's like every day, I'm sure he's dealing with a certain amount of change, which he likes, by the way, because he's a five. It does not dim his faith in the least, not in the least, okay? He keeps strength when everybody else is stressed. Bernie has strength to handle it. So that I think that is something that he's uncontaminated by the sort that, to me, the sordid side of life. I think that this is all in the information, and he's kind, patient, courageous. You know, he lives a well balanced life. Okay. And I think that he would, you know, he finishes what he takes on. He likes to finish a job. Anything he starts, he finishes. And, you know, but he, this is the bottom line, and this, I'll leave this, then we'll go to a caller. However, he is more interested in the psychology and spiritual than he is the material. So that's why he is constantly going for the little guy, the middle class, because he has not been contaminated, and he knows how to live a balanced life, not an extraordinary life, although I think his life is pretty extraordinary. But you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, if you want to look at extraordinary and you want to put that with money, then, of course, I think that he has a very moderate lifestyle, probably. So anyway, that's Bernie, guys. And I will be putting this on my I'm doing a voice thing that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing another video on all of the candidates, and we'll be posting that. I got that last night during the night, that I was supposed to put everybody, like, together, where you could just go from one to the other. And I think that we can handle that. So we will be doing that. So anyway, thanks, Anna. Thanks for holding with me, honey. And can we get to our first caller?
We sure can. This is area code 857.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm hanging in there.
What's your name?
My name is Trina. I'm sorry.
What is your name?
It's Trina. They call me Trina. My real name
Trina.
Is Catherine, but they call me. Everybody calls me Katrina.
Oh, Katrina. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that name. Okay. So where is 857, honey?
It's a Boston number, but I live in Georgia now.
Oh,
I used to live in Boston.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I love both, so it's okay. Katrina, tell me your birthday, honey.
4/18/1970.
I'm sorry, 4/2?
No, 4/18/1970.
4/18, okay. Well, I'm glad you called. You got a birthday coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And you got a 22 in your major number, so I'll look at that in a minute. And then 9, 12, great. So you're a pretty creative person, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So and so that means to me that you're on the right path, because that's where it is. Now, you got a few numbers, though, which is great. The reason I make a note of that, and I try to say it at every show, is because I want people to understand that a lot of, from what my understanding is, I haven't had a reading from every numerologist on the planet, but the ones that I do know and the people that give me feedback, they say that most numerologists do not give them all their numbers to work with, that they just say, oh, well, you're a 3, and then they'll say, okay, you're creative and you're this and you're that. But seriously, are you kidding? I mean, there's a whole lot of that goes on. So, you know, you're a 39/12/3, which makes a big, big difference. And it gives me that double whammy with the 3. So you've got the 3, and then you've got the outcome of 3. So what do you do creative, honey?
I be doing spiritual work. I be trying to meditate, get my spiritual work to come out. I used to do readings and stuff. When I used to live in Boston, I used to do readings for people and stuff, too. But I had stopped doing it and moved to Georgia.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to start it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm saying that is because I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, I do the big psychic fair in Atlanta once a month, but I'm not saying it for that. I'm saying it because I see that you have the 9 presence. And the 9 is... like I was talking earlier, we're in a 9 year, and that means service to humanity and other people. So that's very strong this year, and I'm thinking that through readings and bringing your spiritual work out of your house and out of your personal involvement could be a way that you could do that is all I'm saying, okay? So
I understand. I understand.
Okay. Okay. And so then that 39 or the 3, I'm not 39, but the 3 and the 9 is a 12. And the 12 is the perfect balance between the me and the couple and the person who wants to be, helping others and being with others and being cooperative and kumbaya energy. So that you're always, but unlike me, see, I don't have any 1s around me. So that my 2 that I have present in my numbers, I mean, I don't even go eat alone. You would do something alone. You might even go to a movie alone. You might do something alone. I do nothing alone. I don't like to do stuff alone. If I'm going to be alone, I'm going to be in my own damn house watching TV alone or on the computer alone. But you probably would go have lunch alone, right?
Yeah, I will. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm trying to make people understand, is that when I look at the numbers, I can actually say to you, ah, you would go out and eat alone. And you would go like you did. Yes, I would do that, okay? But if you could get company, that would be perfectly okay, too. You would love that as well, okay? So,
yeah.
So that, right?
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Yeah, okay. All right. So here, and so then you have the three, and the three is all of these components, okay? The three energy is a couple things, well, all three things that I love, actually. The three is lots of creativity. So if your creative juices are not being realized, I want you to start just at, where do you live?
In Georgia, Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, in Decatur, okay. So Decatur has some fun artsy-fartsy stuff down there. Go play with the artsy-fartsy people. Go to a fair. You know, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, all kinds of downtown Decatur, you know, they always do some great stuff. So go walk around. Go put your energy where the creative people are. There's something there, okay, that will, spark you. And then the three also, besides being creative, and I'm just giving you a way of thinking about your creativity. I don't know. You may be very creative, and I just don't know you, so I don't know that. And I don't know how you're, how that's coming out of you. But, you may be creative in your work. I don't know. What do you do?
I don't work.
What kind of job you got?
I don't work at the moment. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
Anna?
Hello?
All right. So this has been happening with blog or our connections, one or the other. I don't know which one it is. Sorry.
Okay,
people.
I can
we'll
hear
be back on in a minute.
Are you there?
We always are.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
All right. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hi, Trina. Hang on 1 second. I think Gloria's call was dropped. So give me 1 second to get her back in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Gloria, are you back?
I am back.
Good.
Did we lose our caller?
No, Trina, you're here too, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right, so we'll just keep on. So here's the deal. You know, this is like technology, guys. You know, I mean, it's like I just had a call come through, and it screwed up the whole thing. So that's what just happened. It wasn't Blah, it wasn't Anna, it wasn't me. I just had a call come through. So now that I know what that problem is, we'll fix it. So the bottom line is the three is creativity. It's also, honey, you like to have fun. It's the only number that likes to have a good time. And so, you know, to me, it's like always make sure that your spouse, your partner, your people at work, you know, just say, I've got to have fun. I mean, I may not need to have fun every single day, but I need to know that somewhere in my world, in my life, that there's fun going to happen, okay? So do you think you're a fun person?
Yes, ma'am.
Trina? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it important to you that you have fun?
Yeah. Just to be happy.
It is?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No. Yeah. In a way, yeah. I don't know, yeah. Just to be happy, yeah.
All right. Well, let's explore that a minute then, if you don't know, because this is important. It's part of your core numbers.
I love having fun.
Okay. All right. And you recognize that.
Yes, ma'am. I love doing things. I love having fun. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Because it's important, sweetie. It's part of your core number. And if you don't, I love that they made this. I think they made this commercial just for me, actually. But this, I think it's a Snickers commercial where the guy is in the back of the car and he's, I don't know who he is, but anyway, he's some weirdo. And they give him a, they say, here, I think you need this. And he turns into himself and a sweet, he's bitching or something. And the, anyway, and then there's one with Marilyn Monroe. I mean, there's a couple commercials where if you give them a little piece of a Snicker bar, they become happy. Well, that's like the threes, you know. It's like you don't really recognize it, but all of a sudden you're bitchy. And all of a sudden, you know, and when you get like that, I just want you to think, have I had a good time lately? That could be a movie. It could be dinner with a friend. It could be, I don't know, it could be going to the beach. But whatever it is that makes you happy and where you consider it fun, I want you to think about it and do it because it's important, okay? So let me see where you are because this here is important for me because you are having a birthday. So
yes,
right
ma'am.
Now, honey, so what did you do? When did you move back to Georgia? When did you, because you're in, you crossed your destiny this year. So from your birthday last year to your birthday this year, can you tell me what it was?
I don't know. I was in Boston. I was down here last year for my birthday. I came here last Christmas. I've been here for a year. I've been in Georgia for a year. So I don't know. I'm lost right now.
Well, no. We got to look at this because it's important. Whenever you're a 57-12-3. And that matches, that's your year, and you're coming out of it. So from your birthday in a few days, go back that year and tell me, did you get a new job? Did you buy a house? Did you get married? Did you move? Did you do something?
Last year, my birthday?
Yeah. From your birthday in... From 2015 to coming up next week, from 2015 through that whole year, something happened that
I met a new friend. I met a new guy on Father's Day.
Okay.
Is
that not significant?
Yeah, because I'm still with him, and Father's Day be a year for us. Yeah, I guess.
And when did you guys meet?
After my birthday, it was on Father's Day.
Here we go. Okay, so if you ended up marrying this guy, or living with him, or whatever, building a relationship with him, would you not think that that was something substantial that happened in your and changed your life?
This guy had to change
your life.
He has a whole lot.
Well, then that would have been, so if I met you 2 years from now and I said, what happened to you in two, go ahead.
But I met somebody else in Boston before I came down here too, though. And I spent my birthday with him too and Christmas. The first Christmas and my birthday when I came down here right before Christmas time of 2014. And I've been here for
that's
a year now.
That's too long ago. So you're with both of them?
Well, I talked to one. He's in Boston. The other one, he's right here in Georgia. The one in Georgia, I see him every day. And the one in Boston, I talk to him on the phone.
Okay. All right. So,
but you're talking about the one down here in Georgia. You're talking about the one here. I understand.
So which one is the significance?
The one down here. The one I got the job, the house, the cars. Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Gosh, that was tough getting mad out of you. All right. So all I'm saying is, listen, all I'm saying saying is that when these numbers match up like that, I don't second guess the numbers. But then when people, you know, it's kind of like mediums run into this problem. They'll say, I have somebody on the other side that's an M name, and nobody can think of an M name. Or I had a reading not too long ago, and they said there's an older person, like a grandmother energy, but I don't think it's your grandmother. And I went, no, but I have a mother, and then I have a person who was not my grandmother, but somebody who took me in when I was a kid that died when she was 88, which was 10 or 15 years ago. So, yeah, she'd be really old, and she would definitely be grandmother energy. So, you know, it's like you got to work with the people sometimes to understand. I mean, it's like, you know, this is all stuff that it's not voodoo. It's not wise. But sometimes mm-hmm. you have to work with people, like I just worked with you, to figure out that this man that you're with for a year is pretty substantial in your life. And that was the change that I said you crossed your destiny. Because when you're with a partner that's, you know, when you're with somebody on those levels, I mean, that is pretty significant. We don't meet people every damn day.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Trina, here's the
yes,
deal.
Ma'am.
You're a three energy. Get out there and meet some creativity stuff and put it in your world. See what happens.
Okay.
Have fun.
I'll do that.
Have fun. You know, you're a very solid person. You're a very solid guy. I mean, it's in your core. You're very solid. And you just crossed your destiny. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. And that meant, and you guys have been having fun, you and your partner. But next year, as of 4/18, my friend, you are going to be in a 58/13/4. Here comes the fun. Things are going to get more serious next year after your birthday. You know, there may even be a discussion of being more solid than you are today. Expect any of that. What the four represents is new foundations. New foundations. So,
me, because I thought I'd see an engagement ring coming up this June. Maybe
well,
I see
you know what? It's after your birthday, sweetie, and that's what I think. I think that there's going to be, it's all about you and him. It's all about the three is present, the eight, the freedom through change, all of it's there. I think that you might at some point in time, I mean, whatever it is, I mean, you may end up, if you don't have it now, you may end up buying a house together. You may end up getting married. You might end up getting engaged, all of it. But something that's going to create a new foundation is going to happen for you after your birthday in a couple days. It's not far off. And I think we got 10 days or so. And it's going to be fabulous.
Is it a birth of a child coming too as well? Because he wants a baby for me as well. I've just seen a little girl.
Well, let me just tell you, new foundations are new foundations, and they can come in all ways. It can come in all ways. So, you know, the thing of it is if you guys are solid, you can create anything you want. You can create anything you want. Just know that, and I hope I helped you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. But I
God
think
bless
I...
you.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Yes, please let us know. I'd love to know.
I will. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right. Bye, bye, honey.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for your next one? All right. Yeah. I'm right
Anna
here.
Banana.
Yeah.
On a banana. Oh, don't tell me I lost her again. Hello?
Oh, are you here? Hello?
Yeah, I may have to get a phone.
No.
For the
hello?
Calls if I'm going to use the phone. Hello?
Gloria?
Hello? Oh, well. You know, shit happens.
Hello?
What can I say? All right, well, anyway, about Bernie while we're waiting.
Can you hear me, Gloria?
I think oh, I love this. He's most likely it says that he's well educated. We know he is. And the liberal ideas, his liberal ideas allow very quick, perceptive, and he can understand things beyond the ordinary person's ability to comprehend. It's very important. Listen to this again. His liberal ideas allow his quick, perceptive mind to understand things that others just don't get. It's other people's, it's beyond the pay scale of other people's ability to comprehend. So that is where his stuff comes from, really. I mean, that's where his whole, you know, his whole thing comes from. So,
Gloria, are you here?
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Are you there now?
Are we there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, good. I apologize for that. We could hear you. You couldn't hear me, so I tried calling in and doing a couple other things. So I need to talk to you about some back-end issues here. We're considering moving to a different platform, but I'll talk to you about that in a little bit. Let's go ahead and get your next caller on. Area code 863, you're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi, this is Julia.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Julia. Very nice to talk to you. Where is 863?
It's in Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh, what kind of weather you guys got? We got cold
up
here.
Oh, God, it's beautiful. I'm sitting out today under this shade tree.
Hey,
it's
what part of Florida?
Actually, kind of Central Florida, around the Disney area. Most people are familiar with Central, where Walt Disney World is.
I like a lot. Let me just say, full disclosure, I love Florida, but only for a few days. I lived in Cocoa Beach when I was a kid, when I first left New York, and I have to be honest, I didn't really love the weather. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, I'm a sun goddess for sure. I love the sun more than anything. But, you know, I mean, for the first year that I lived in Florida, because I was waitressing in Cocoa Beach at a place called the Mousetrap. And this was back in the 60s. And we lived oceanfront, and we used to have these metal beds that we actually had a mattress for, and we slept on the beach. And all of our friends would meet in front of our place. And, I mean, it was a party every day, and we got all our sleep on the beach. But, you know, the second year I lived there, we didn't go to the beach. And, I mean, it was right out our door. So, that was my very first lesson in everybody thinks they have to have and do and want a certain thing. But after you get it, you move on and you want something else. And I think that that's just, I don't know, I just think that that's the human in us wanting to experience so much. I don't think it has to do with greed or lack or a lot of that. I just think that, you know, once we've had it, then it's time to move on. So I always think about that, you know, because I always thought that I would, you know, want a place on the beach, and that's what I would love. But I think about those days and I go, well, hell, that you were 19 years old. If you didn't love the beach more than that then, you know, what makes you think that as an old lady you'd be, you know, wanting to dry your skin out and be out there every single day today? So I've thought about it differently, but I do love Disney, and I do love to come down to your beautiful state, that's for sure. So, Julia, tell me what... I'm sorry.
I just wanted to quick say it's so funny that you mentioned Cocoa Beach because I moved to Florida because I have family here. And the first time I ever went to a beach was to Cocoa Beach in the early 80s.
Wow.
And I loved it. I thought it was the most amazing experience to see the ocean for the first time. But,
oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, why I'm calling is because I want to move closer to the beach, but I'm thinking that this time I might move, like, to the other side of the state, the Gulf of Mexico side. And so that's actually why I was calling, to see numerologically, you know, a move coming.
All right, listen. I'm going to take off my numerology hat.
Okay.
I'm going to put on my bartender hat for a minute because here's what I mean. This is a personal, you know, this is me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for, in my opinion, and Cocoa Beach is beautiful. And so are many, many beaches on the east part of Florida. There's nothing quite as gorgeous as the Emerald Coast. Nothing. And if, you know, if you said to me, I can't afford, or I need to go to, I want to go more beach, but I want to go where it's better suited money-wise, and there was such a place, I would say, well, hell, you know, I mean, go where you can and just go and enjoy it. But all of Florida is expensive, really. So, you know, so unless you happen to lock in and know of something that, you know, somebody's selling cheap or whatever, but I think those days are over. I think that after we went through this last bubble with the housing, I think that, you know, right now there's no inventory, so prices are really up where they were, you know, or they're up pretty high. So I don't think you're going to be able to find a deal, you know, unless you just, like I said, you know somebody who lives up north part of the time and they just want a quick sale or something. I'm sure that that's all still possible. But for what we're talking about as far as beauty and as far as you going somewhere, there's probably nowhere prettier than Sarasota Beach. And there's that sand is like actually like I took a powder and just opened up a bazillion boxes and put it on that beach. That's how gorgeous. Go check it out if you haven't. Sarasota, that whole thing right there is just Tampa, St. Pete, that whole coast is gorgeous. And then if you want to come up a little further and go around the coast to Panama City, Colors, Destin, oh, my God, that whole, I mean, you've got town after town after town. I'd just go drive it. I'd drive that whole space there because you'll fall in love with a place. Now, let me tell you this, too, Julia. I am not an astrologer, but I can tell you that there is a chart that the astrologers that can do that will let you know energetically where you're supposed to go. And that might be worth 100 or 100 and a quarter, whatever. I don't even know what they're charging for that chart. But, I mean, but I know that it could be very worth your while because then not only would you have the beach, but you'd have energetically and where you would fit. You know, where am I going to fit in? And so so that might be something to look at, okay? But give me your birthday. Let me see what your numbers say.
September 16th, 1961.
Okay, let's see here. 25, 17. Well, I do know one thing about you. You are a very special lady, and you come right from your heart. You're a sixth life path, and it's all about family. It's all about friends. It's all about other people. You listen to others. You take on a lot of their, you know, and you're probably an empath to some degree. You take on other people's stuff. But the nice thing about it is that even though it might be draining sometimes, that's how you learn everything. You learn everything through other people's love experiences with you and experiences that you learn from them. So it's really, really nice. And the two is present, which means that's all about the kumbaya. I use the kumbaya because it's like, let me bring you in and give you a hug type energy. Let me be the couple. Let me help you on your journey. Let's go to the movies together. You know, can you go out and have dinner? It's about offering friendship and camaraderie with everybody. That's who you are. And then the other number that makes up this six is the four, and the four is all about foundation. So not only you probably would be a person that would absolutely go do what I said. You would take a 3-day trip and just drive that whole coast and see what the hell pops out at you. You know, you might just drive to Sarasota and drive and sit and stand in that beach and go, oh my God, I'm home. Now I got to find a place to live. So that you would do that because the fours like that foundational stuff. You like to build nice and steady. So does that sound like you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's what I want when I move, is to find that sense of feeling of home. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So, and you will. Your numbers are great for it. Now, let me see when. Let me see if I can get an idea of when, because you had a birthday on September 16th. And, shit. Okay. All right, sweetie. So, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I had a man on the phone, Trina, that him and I were kidding because I was saying, well, you crossed your destiny, and he wasn't understanding that man that he met was his. That's what it was. I mean, it was like you don't see somebody every day and have them change your world and not think that it was substantial. But you know, sometimes you have to talk to people. But you actually will do this by your birthday. You will do this. This will be your mission. You've actually started to get serious about it since your birthday last year in 2015. But by the time your birthday in 2016 hits, you will know where you're going. You may be moved, but you will know where you're going because you're a 6-0, and the 6 is just the 6. It's all about love. It's all about. So it's not just where am I going, but you're going to love it. I mean, like, it's going to be phenomenal for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a 6 life path in a 6 year, and you've still got till September 16th to complete that. Then next year you go into your 7, which is the 61. It's love. A little bit more about you, but the outcome is the 7, and that means that you will have all kinds of help from spirit. I don't know how spiritual you are. You must be somewhat, or you probably wouldn't call me about numbers. But you will find your spiritual family where you're going.
Oh wow! Nice. Yay.
Yeah. So I hope you call us and let us know where the hell you are.
I will. Well, thank you. That was wonderful. I appreciate that. It gives me,
you know,
something to look for.
Oh, yeah. No. And like I said, you know, this is how I live. If now that I've said to you, or when people, not just me, but when people, say to me, I mean, I do a psychic fair here in Atlanta and have been doing it for 25 years once a month. And so last weekend, we had a psychic fair, and I don't normally get a lot of readings anymore. I'm 70 years old. I mean, what I say now as we get older is like if I get a hit on it. So if I get a hit on something, I do it. And so I got a hit that I was supposed to see a new reader that came into the fold last week. And some of the things that he told me. So I pay attention to that. I was guided to have the damn reading. And so now some of the things that was said just keep popping back up. And so I'm paying attention, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. So I think that when your spiritual family hits, you may actually go ahead and all of a sudden you'll be having, I don't know, a coffee at Starbucks and somebody will sit down next to you and there'll be an astrologer and you can ask them about there's a name for it, but I can't remember it. Starts with an A though, astro something. And see if you, you know, once you get settled before you make a deal. Maybe maybe if that comes into your experience,
mm-hmm.
then you would know that that's something you're supposed to do. Are you supposed to go seek it out? I don't know. It depends on what kind of hit it, you got when I told you about it. You see? So that's how I end up living. I end up living with just the hit that I got about something.
Yeah.
That's how I live.
It's funny that you said specifically go for a three-day drive because I've heard that before. Go for a three-day drive. Take 3 days. So, yeah,
okay.
That's it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, 3 days, most people can afford a couple days in a nice hotel, and it gives you a chance to just experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, grab your best girlfriend or your husband or somebody you like to be in a car with and go on and go have some fun.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you have a great
day.
Thank
you, sweetie. You too. Right. I appreciate you calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
All right.
Yay. That was fun.
That was fun.
So are we still in good time for you? Because I know you have to leave early. What time is it? It's 12.
Oh, no,
okay,
we've got about a half an hour, so we're good. Probably take a call or two.
Okay.
So I'm going to get you, I want to get these guys on here. Area code 504, you're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi, it's Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. I have a niece, Mary Lou.
It's a great name.
It is. I love it. I love it. She lives up in, where the hell she live? Up in the West Coast, God, I can't think of the state she lives in, but she lives in a state that I'm dying to go visit. Anyway, Mary Lou, what is your, where are you, honey? Where's 504?
I'm in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. And what is your birthday?
October 22nd, 1962.
Wow, that's October. Let me just see here. 18, okay. Oh, my goodness gracious, lady. Okay.
I hope it's good.
Well, you know what? It's never bad. You know, I have people that say all the time, they'll go, I'll tell them something, and they'll go, well, is it good? I went, I don't know. Are you going to make it good? I mean, it's like, what is that? You know, we make our lives. You know, we create our lives, for God's sake. You know, it's like, And I mean, as far as, and there is no good and bad. There just is. It just is. Life just is. And so if you start to think about the things that you want to hold on to and make the same and you don't let anybody breathe, you know, then that's what you've got to live through that. And guess what? They're going to go do whatever anyway. Nobody's going to do that, right? But you, honey, are a five. Remember, I don't know, were you listening when I was talking about having a lot of numbers to work with? That's not you. You've got one set of numbers, and it is, I mean, one number, and that is a five. You've got a 505. And the 505 is interesting because it's freedom through change. But you make change everywhere. I mean, the littlest things. I don't know. I don't care if it's moving a damn knickknack around. I don't care if it's never being happy with your living room furniture. You've got to move it. Got to change it. Got to change it. Let me change it up. Let me go buy this. Let me do that. I don't care how that looks like to you, but it looks like it. But on the other hand, it's the vibration of lasting success and happiness. So, you know, yeah, and it's a life that has a lot of friends. You have a lot of friends?
Not at the moment because I'm working too much.
Yeah, well, you know,
working and not getting paid.
Oh, honey, that's not a good combination.
Yeah, well, when you work for yourself, you can't exactly give yourself a raise just because you want to.
Well, listen, I've been there a few times, you know. I've always had that. So, you know, well, I want you to know, though, that what do you do?
I'm a photographer.
Oh. All right. Well, I have a photographer friend that's right here, right now, and he knows all about that. He knows all about that, trying to be in your own, you know, in your own space, keep your creativity, and still, you know, create enough business around you, because your industry, you know, I talk to him about it all the time. The industry is shifting and changed. You know, so
get people to do it for free. So you make you wonder how to earn a living.
Right. And so what we have been talking about is to expand, you know, and this is what I've said. And this is not the numerologist. This is the bartender speaking. But for me, it was this: when the industry, the internet, and the industry was going on and had just started, Wolf Camera, for instance, you know, they had to reinvent themselves, and yeah. Now they're gone. I mean, they kept having to do that. And so what I talked to my friend Arthur about is I speak to him about, you know, we're doing more video and green screen and different things that, you know, staying up with the times. And marketing to, people who want to hire you. In other words, what I'm saying is that photography, we can do it now on a smartphone. And it's like people have gotten too savvy. Like you said, friends are doing work for friends that the work isn't your, and well, it's not up to speed with what
you
guys know,
saying,
of course.
Magazine, I've worked for magazines, and the magazines aren't making as much money, and they don't pay
right.
like they used
right.
to. So
yeah, well, my friend Arthur did that, too. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, and not only that, but they had a real downside when the economy went to shit. Because I published a newspaper, and, you know, I almost lost my paper several times.
Okay, so I'm trying to switch from being national to international and have a client base. So if it means I work a lot now in marketing and I don't get paid for it, then that's what I do. So does that look like it would land well?
Let me see. Let me do your year here. Let me see where you are right now. Well, actually, your numbers are strong for it, because what you're in this year is the four, which is all new foundations. So, you know, when we're building foundations, that's what it is. And usually it costs more than just pick it up. And put it down. So normally the four means that you have, okay, you have a three present, which is creativity as well, and you have the six, which is you love what you do. You're just trying to figure out a damn way to make it work. And then you've got spirit behind you and helping you. So, you know, as far as the numbers go, it's like, all about, it's the six, which is the open heart, the seven, which is spirit shining down on you. You've got the one, which is you. You've got the three, which is your creativity, and that makes the four, and that's this year. So you have all the way to October. That's what energy you're in, what I just said. So you can take all of that help, and you can create all new foundations, because you really do love what you do. And so, you know, I don't know anything about the industry, and I certainly wouldn't know how to go international with it. So I wouldn't be able to advise you on how that works or how you do that, because I don't know. But I can tell you that the numbers are strong for it. You've got to have change, though, honey. You've got to be okay with change. If you hold on to anything else, it will bulk you. It won't work in sync with you. So every time that you have something come up, ask yourself, am I allowing this change? Am I allowing this to happen? You know, you'll never be good like with a job that doesn't have either your own business or the creativity around what you do. You won't be happy like in a cubicle or whatever. I mean, it's just not you. But you have to have change, and you have to have a freedom through whatever it is that you do. You have to have. So anyway, but I think that you, until your birthday, you'll be doing, like I said, I don't know about the money. I don't see any eights in here. But next year, I see an eight after your birthday, and it's new. It's got a four again. You and your new foundation, and that is your change, and that is crossing your destiny. So something between today and the end of the year on October 22nd, and then as soon as October 22nd happens, you're going to go into still loving what you do, more money, the one being you, the four is the foundations that you're working on this year, creating the five, and the five matches your life path, and that's usually pretty significant. Very significant. So I think you're on the right track as far as at least hanging in another, you know, another year. I mean, okay. Do what it takes to keep going, because all those numbers for me, I mean, they look good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's,
and let,
it's pretty
and
hard,
let me know. Will you?
I think it's pretty hard.
I know.
The whole world is going through some phase of this. You know, the video people have to deal with photographers thinking that they're video people when they're not. And everybody's confused as to what their label is anymore and how they make their
living. It is. But, you know, we all work through it. I mean, like I said, I mean, Wolf Camera, they were huge, for Christ's sake. They were huge.
Yeah, they
and
really
they
went down.
And they had to shift, and they were like, can you imagine having these stores or owning a franchise and having this shit happen? Which, you know, I mean, it was a pretty solid, stable industry. And then all of a sudden, you know,
like
are
Blockbuster
there
Video?
Huh?
Like Blockbuster Video?
Oh, my God. That was another. I mean, so we've watched it. And all I'm saying to you is learn from that, because the energy of what you came in with is a five, freedom through change. Do not balk. Don't buck the change. Embrace it. Embrace the change. Stop feeling like a victim and just figure it damn out. Because if you do that and spend energy on that, it's going to serve you. And your numbers are good, honey.
Okay.
The numbers are sweet around this, okay? And then call us and let us know.
I will. I keep
okay.
good notes.
Thank you.
I remember point by point.
Huh?
I said I keep good notes, so I will remember point by point.
Yay, good girl. All right. So thanks for calling, Mary Lou. I appreciate it very much, spending some time
right,
with
you.
Me today.
Awesome.
Okay, bye, honey.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. We've got area code 347. You're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi, this is Sunshine.
Oh, I love Sunshine. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
That's my favorite thing on the planet is sunshine. I get real bitchy boy when I don't have it. I'll tell you that. So, Sunshine, where are you? 347.
I'm in New York.
Oh, New York. Whereabouts?
New York City, like in Manhattan, that area.
Oh, I love New York. Lucky. Well, you know, I just love New York, but still, it's kind of like Florida. Drop me in for 5 days and I'm happy. Then I got to come back to Georgia. It's like, you know. But anyway, what's your birthday, honey?
12/26.
Ooh, almost a Christmas baby, huh? What year?
76.
70 what?
Six.
76, okay. Well, let's check you out. big energy. Big energy. 23. Oh, sweetie, aren't you the lucky girl? Let's see. I want to make sure this is right. Let me count it again. 18, 19, 23, 3, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, I'm right. All right. Well, are you spiritual?
Yes.
Very?
Well, I'm not religious, but I'm just spiritual, and I pick up energies and things like that.
All right. Well, this is who you are. You're a 61-7 life path. Now, I know a little bit about the 7 life path because I'm also lucky enough to be a 7, okay? And I can remember 20, 30 years ago or 20 years ago, I guess I'll say, I used to think about it and I'd say, you know, I'm really lucky because we used to live in a world of huge differences and dualities as far as energy goes. And when we were in the Piscean age before 2000, okay, now we're in the Aquarian age. But before that, we were in the Piscean age, and the in an age, for everybody who doesn't understand this, is 2,500 years. So when we came, so that was when Christ walked the earth, and we had the religions were forming, and we had this whole thing going on where everybody was the duality. So it was like, I explain it like this. We used to have to know, like, just scalding hot and ice cold to pick up the different polarities of the difference. Well, then as we went through the Piscean age, which was everybody trying to take control of you, telling you how to think, making you, think you were wrong because you were different than them. All of that age, that 2,500 years, and then we had the dawning of the age of Aquarius. During that time frame, okay, if everybody were to look back in history and they would see the changes that happened until today, everything that had to do with not restricting people and their thoughts and letting people be uniquely different happened in that time frame. And we had the gay movement and the women's movement, and we had all kinds of wonderful things happen. And so you, my friend, are that 7 energy where back then, it's like I said, the 7s, because of what I just explained, were the people who had a straight line, if you will, to the spiritual world. They had a straight line to God, if you will, or to the archangels, or, you know, the people that were, I'm not going to say the happiest, but certainly one of the happiest, because they had a, that's why I asked if you were spiritual, because when you're spiritual and you live in a different world, like because you just know everything happens the way it should, there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. Everything just is. And when you know this from a core level of your spiritual knowledge or understanding, your world is different than most people. So you get to live there. Is that true?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. You got that from my birthday, from my numbers.
Yeah.
1976.
Right. So you are
I thought I was 8 before.
Somebody told you were an 8 life path?
Maybe because, like, 2 and 6 is 8, like by the day.
1226, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1226, 1976?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if I take the 26 and the 12, that's a 38. And then I add your year, which is a 23. And that gives me a 61-7 life path.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I do and pray a lot.
Okay. Well, good girl. All right. And so here's the thing. You have spirituality. You have, I'm going to say, you know, I have to think of words, but I use spirit, I use God, I use angels, archangels, I use everything that I can think of that I could believe is on the other side. But when we go, I believe that we gain our wings and become back and go back to being one of God's choirs of angels, and I think there's a zillion of them out there. So I think it's like, so because most of the entities that I think and think of on the other side are all angels, and it's like, why do they need to be any other name? Why do they need to be anything else? So I'm okay with that. So I'm going to say that you come from your heart, you learn a lot, not everything, but you learn a lot from relationships. So people dump on you. People dump on you all the time. They tell you shit that, I mean, in the grocery store, somebody might call and stop you. And before you know it, you know, where's the green beans? And she's telling you your whole life's just story. I mean, it's like that's just the energy that you have, that you run around with, you know? So then the one is all about you. New beginnings don't bother you, and you have a strong sense of sticking up for yourself. You're not a martyr. You're not a victim. You know, you have all of that in place. So you let out. So because you're not a victim and you're not a martyr, you can allow all these people to dump on you because it ain't really influencing you. And if it does, you just go straight to God with it. So it's like, it's just a nice thing, you know. It's like, it's okay, it's good, it's good, it's all good. So see where you are this year so I can give you some help maybe.
Okay.
8, 9, 13. Ooh, my goodness, are you high energy, Jesus. So you just, let me ask you something. Last year in 2015, did you have anything end? Did you have some endings last year?
Well, you know what? I kind of basically cut off all. I used to actually, believe it or not, I used to live in Atlanta, right? And I came back up here, and I just kind of went back to being friends with all the people I originally was friends with, and I'm no longer friends with most of those people. I probably have, like, two friends now, if that.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. So maybe that ended some friendship.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Last year you were in a 9 energy, and that was about endings. That was about severing relationships, cleaning out. If you moved, you had to clean out. But it's cleaning out your house, cleaning out your apartment, cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. I mean, getting down to, just not having any baggage. That's what the 9
is. I moved a couple of years ago. But no, that means I'm cleaning. Yeah, I have to clean house. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the 9. Now, it's not as strong as a 4. The 4 years, oh, my God, they wake up in the middle of the night, you know, ready to for the next. Well, I'm going to go back to sleep real quick because I want to get up and clean under my sink. Or I'm making coffee and I'm going to clean this closet. I mean, that's what 4s do. But the 9 energy is all about just cleaning out. It's like, and that's more like just cleansing everything, like cleansing people, relationships, cleaning out the way you think even. You know, all of that is more associated with the 9 energy, okay? Another thing that the 9s are one of my, the 9 energies are very, I love the 9 energy. And the reason that I do is because just like this year, we're in a 9 year, And it's like you, people know. See, so when you did all of that, you didn't do it nastily or anything. It wasn't like it was a nasty move, because your heart really wanted to open up more to humanitarian things, humanitarian ideals. That's what was more important to you last year, was that more so than, you know, just getting rid of things. I mean, you just needed to make some room. Because the reason that we make room in the 9 year is because then the very next year we have the cycle starts again, and your cycle was a 73-10-1. Oh, my God. When you start getting up into the high 60s, 70s, I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing. So therefore, the 73 is the 7 again, is you, the 7, the life path that I just told you about with spirit. The 3 is more creativity. Can you tell me from your birthday, have you done something that's a little bit more creative?
I was doing acting and things like that, but I'm definitely into writing. And I want to write, and I think I want to speak, or maybe have a radio show or YouTube or something.
Yay! Do what I do. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty easy, and it's pretty. It's not. I mean, you don't have to go to the bank. You don't have to sell one of your first children or anything to do it. So. So I mean, you don't have to make those kinds of choices. It's really nice, actually. So you have that, but something creative is going to happen. And you just came into this. It's not been, I mean, since the beginning of the year. So we've only been in this like 3 full months, which is nothing to be into a new energy. Although this idea has been strong since the very day that you came into it. But you may just now be, you know, like seriously figuring out how to play with it. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I agree with that.
So I definitely, sweetie, I definitely would, absolutely, I would definitely make sure that you stay in that, you know, in that realm. And you know what? If it doesn't work quick enough for you, like I tell people, go put your body literally at a museum, or go and watch. You know, I know there's got to be places online where you're in the middle of the city, for Christ's sake. Go and figure out when are they shooting, who's shooting what in that city, and go and just be an extra, or just go and watch it. Go where the creativity is, because you've got this, you've got spirit, and then you've got this 3. And then you've got this 1, which is all new beginnings. So
okay.
The 3 is the creativity. So if it's not coming strong, if it's not strong enough, go plant yourself there.
Okay.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like you can just go down to 47th and 7th or something and say, oh, they're doing a shoot. Well, goddamn, just go take a bus or whatever and go take a walk there. You know, even if you're not
right.
going to be involved, the creativity in that space for that hour or two or day is what you're looking to do. You know, when I wanted a house, before I bought my house and found out about the area I live in, because I live in Mountain Park, and it's a little town, it's a little city right outside of Roswell. People don't even know it's here. And it's the quaintest, cutest damn place on the planet. I don't even tell people about it. So don't tell nobody, okay? But seriously, because, you know, I mean, it's the cutest damn place on the planet. I mean, it's just like I couldn't be any happier. I've been here 20 years. But when I wanted to get here, are you kidding? I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't find a way. So I would come down here and go sit by one of my lakes. That we have 2 lakes. I would sit there. And within 3 days, I had a house here. So, you know, so that's what I tell you. You want to do something, you need something, don't second guess is it right or wrong. Just go friggin' do it. Just go do
okay.
it. Okay. Okay. So did all that yelling at you help?
I guess. actually, I'm thinking about, I'm not sure. Well, I want to have kids, and I want to meet a man. And I'm thinking about, I don't know if I should stay in New York or if I should come back to Atlanta, actually.
Well, let me just tell you, you just came into this one, sweetie. One is a one. All new beginnings. All new beginnings. And so, you know what an array of shit that can be? All new beginnings is all new beginnings. It can mean a job. It could mean you start your writing career, your speaking career. You get a job in your acting career. You come back to Atlanta. You know, I mean, it's like all of it. I mean, it could be all of it. Just pay attention, and you're a seven. Ask God to bring it. Ask for clarity. And ask them to help you, and you play with them on the other side like they are your very best friends. You act like they are your.
I was going to say, I actually do. I pray. Well, I definitely speak to angels all the time or ask angels for things all the time.
Well, I hope people say, do you meditate? I went, no, I don't meditate, because if I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to them. I am very, very conscious. I'm a seven. So I'm very conscious that I'm always, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm glad that people don't put me away, that, you know, because I don't do the outward talk. You know, I do more of the inward talk. I've learned how to do that so that people don't think you're totally nuts, you know. But yeah, I mean, in my car, I'm always talking to them, you know, or I'll say, what do you think about this idea? Or what do you think about that idea? Or, you know, can't you bring me in some help with this? I need this to happen or that to happen. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like they just become part of a friendship that, you know, it's like having a friendship with a when you're a little kid, you know, and, you know, you needed a friend and you didn't have one. So it would be one that, you know, wasn't really real, except that these guys are really real on the other side. Angels are real. God is real. I'm not playing with, you know, mystery people. I just don't always see them, and, you know, they don't always talk back. That's all. So,
okay.
But anyway, Sunshine,
okay, well, okay.
Sunshine, you're a delight, honey. I have a feeling that you'll make all the right choices. If you were going to, like I said, the one is about all new beginnings. You've got spirit and you've got the creative thing going on, which means go have some fun. And then the bottom line is that next year, but honey, you're talking about a year from now. You are in a two. Next year you might meet somebody. I mean, the two is more prevalent to a couple, a partnership, that kind of thing. The one is more about you finding your way, not necessarily with somebody else.
Okay. Well, I think that's what
okay.
I've been doing. I've been doing. I've been doing yoga. I was doing things that make me happy, and I am actually all into my happiness right now.
Yeah. So you're in the right space. So it's all about you. It's all about new beginnings, and you've got that seven working, which, you know, I mean, to me, there's nothing better than spirit. I mean, I try to make people understand how important it is for them to live these numbers the year they have them, because guess what? This one year, you're not going to see it again for nine more years. Doesn't mean new beginnings can't happen, but you're not going to have the energy from the universe for it. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Talk to you again soon, I hope.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey,
honey.
Hi, I was trying to, I thought Sunshine, oh, she dropped. Okay, I thought she had something else to say.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I think we're right on time for you, because I know that you had to do something. So did we leave anybody in the queue today?
We had a few people that were left, but it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I think... then I think we're done, and so I think that's it's a wrap, as they say in showbiz.
All right, I'm gonna cue the music then.
All right, sweetie, thank you, darling. I appreciate
it. Thanks, everyone.
All right, and we'll talk soon. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
Okay. Bye, babe.
Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Atlanta. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.